May God forgive us.
You shouldn't have tried to fuck with my podcast. You shouldn't have tried to kiss my sister. You shouldn't have tried to kill the president. No, you shouldn't have tried to fuck with Jesus, 'cause he's on our side. The Apocalypse will tell you stories from the past, so better come to class, make sure you're early. Bring your pencil number two and tell me, what do you do with all these traitors? On Radio Free Brooklyn, we'll purge you of your sin. We'll purge you of your sins. So thanks for tuning in every Friday at 2 p.m. Every Friday at 2 p.m.
On the Apocalypse, we'll tell you what will come to pass. We'll tell you what will come to pass. On the Apocalypse, we'll drink and have a blast. We will drink and have a blast. On the Apocalypse, we'll do lots of pickle bass. We'll do lots of pickle bass. 'Cause on the Apocalypse, we know that Christ is coming back. We know that Christ is coming back.
On Radio Free Brooklyn, we'll purge you of your sin. We'll purge you of your sins. So thanks for tuning in every Friday at 2 p.m. Every Friday at 2 p.m.
That's amazing, amazing, amazing face.
Is that it? Are we done?
Yeah.
All right. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Yeah, you guys don't even deserve it. We wrote two parts for it. Fuck you. Welcome to the Apocalypse.
Or nobody's worth anything, and we're all gonna die.
I sure do hope we were recording that, because I will commit suicide right here on the air if I was.
Or, you know, not.
No, I will.
I mean, you'd have to be on the air in order to commit suicide on the air.
You have to start recording with your suicide, and no one would recognize the context in which it happened.
These are all very good guys. People were saying that the Apocalypse is a little frenetic and not that intellectual. Fucking bunch of bullshit, you know?
So who said that it wasn't intellectual?
Everybody. Also,
everybody. Yep. Fuck everybody.
We've tried. We've tried so hard.
Well, listen.
What? Is that the sound of, like, all of the fans?
Well, you know how
just, like,
Tom
cheering?
Has been not listening to the show lately because he found it, quote, a little disturbing?
A little disturbing?
The husband? Who's the husband?
Tom.
Ah.
Oh, the Radio Free Brooklyn husband.
Yep.
Papa Bear.
What part did he find to be? Did he, like, cite a particular instance of disturbingness, or was it like a generalized disturbian?
I think
that's a Shia LaBeouf movie.
Great movie, by the way. If I had to guess, I would say that's because we talk a lot about his penis.
It's been a while, honestly.
No, that's not true. We've almost every episode. There's been a couple episodes where we haven't talked about his dick, but most episodes we do talk, like, for a while about his dick.
I would find that a little unsettling myself.
Oh, fuck you. Leave.
All right. I'm going to go kill myself now.
Listen, I didn't make you.
You need to get better at tying knots, kid.
Right, anyways, you're listening to the ApocalyCast. My name is Pat. I'm an investigative journalist. I'm an investigative journalist. I'm so good at it, but nobody appreciates my talents.
Well, they appreciated enough to steal it.
They appreciated. That's right. That's true. They appreciated enough to like Scooby
do it.
Was
it NBC? Was it NBC or?
Yeah, well, we can talk about that later. But yes, yes, the ApocalyCast was ripped off by
Jake Tapper.
Jake Tapper, that fucking
Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, oh, the worst.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders actually dropped it Sarah into Huckabee the morning Sanders, address. She was she's just like, there. "Did you know that Jesus is coming back?" Yes,
I'm like, "Yes, I know."
Where do you think it came from? Where did the message come from? I mean, our great Reverend Billy Bob Patrick was just, you know, sitting, you know, jerking off with the wretched stump where his penis used to be attached, and then he was struck from above by the
oh God, I've been struck from above,
Patrick. What are you doing with your life?
I don't know. I'm just drinking picklebacks and running free. Hoping that Satan doesn't catch up with me.
Where is the blood, Patrick? Where is the blood?
Some of it is in my brain and some of it is in my ass.
Do you know who I am, Patrick?
I don't.
I am Jesus, Son of God, the Christ, the Messiah. And oh, I Jesus demand vengeance.
Oh, God, the vengeance.
You cannot let me down, as so many have before. Are you worthy, or are you just a wretched little beast like all the others? I see that you are not worthy. Be smote down into the cesspit of Brooklyn.
I have been smote down to the cesspit of Brooklyn.
You know, you're such a dirtbag. Honestly, your humility, I feel like you're the only one I can actually trust on this godforsaken island.
It's true, I mean, I look around.
The scum, the piss.
I say that I'm like a god among ignorant fools, but if you look at the reality of it, that's humble. You know, like...
That's a destroyed ego right there.
Yeah, it's not. I don't want to be smart. What, are you kidding me? You think it's fun?
No, it's a crisis. It's a constant struggle.
It sucks. Please. So we had some ideas. We were going to do Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou fucking stupid?
Hey, yo, Juliet. Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa, what of it? Listen. Yo,
suck my tits.
Hey, I know that our families don't think that we should be, like, hanging out or banging or anything like that, but, I think we should do it anyway. Whoa.
My Uncle Sid's a fucking, like, ropey man anyway. I don't give a shit. I've been raped, like, 7 ways sideways by my cousins.
Oh, yeah. In the Montagues. In the Capulets.
Yeah. What?
That's how it goes in that family. It's fucking it's fucked up, man.
Yeah, you fucking Montagues, man. I just want to fuck all the goddamn...
The Capulets is the sister fuckers.
The Capitalists?
The Capulets.
Oh, the Capitalist Capulets?
Yeah, they fuck their sisters and they practice capitalism.
And the Moscow Montagues.
Yeah, the Moscow. Iron Curtain. Yeah, like the Reds.
Mercutio's Iron Curtain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You're listening to the ApocalyCast. On Radio Free Brooklyn. I think that our song was not bad.
It was fantastic.
I think that we actually recovered the lost.
I
think that's what the lyrics were. We were just blown away by how great the beat was.
I think the lyrics and the beat came together in like a perfect harmony.
Cool, thanks. Yeah. Did you like dinner also? Was dinner good?
Dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, the bag of dicks I ate on the way over here?
How was that?
It was delicious. Oh, with cool. A little Popeye's biscuit on the side. Yeah,
the bag of dicks I ate was not bad either.
Was the bag of dicks, when you had it, were they like the bite size?
They were pickled dicks.
So they're all little and pickled, yeah. Speaking of pickles, we should get back to drinking pickle juice and whiskey.
Well, we should actually play the clip from before. Right? I mean, this is like one of those moments in just like Brooklyn history here at the new Radio Free Brooklyn, which we have stories about that, by the way.
But the old one?
No, the new one. The new one and how it's trying to keep us out. They're like, oh, we got to keep the riffraff out of this here place. And, oh, I'm sleeping. Oh, ho, ho, ho. I see how it is. I see it how it is. They try to leave us to freeze. Freeze outside. Make us think about our sins and all the crimes against humanity. But they don't realize it's all in the name of justice and Jesus and pus.
And those are the things that count.
I mean, at the end of the days, you know, you don't get to keep your car. You don't get to keep your jeans. You don't get to keep your haircut. You don't get to keep your Instagram likes.
That would be so disappointing if you, like, got to heaven and you just had a mullet. You're like, damn it. Damn it.
All right, ready?
The mullet of St. Peter. No, but you do get to keep your vengeance and your righteousness.
One of them is...
Wait, hang on. We should
We're really, really good at sound engineering here on the Apocalypse.
Wait, oh, I know. Okay, hang on.
You should turn down the Mozart or whatever.
No, just film. It'll be easier. Because it'll show. Okay, cool. So the problem we have is that we only have three cups. Right?
From actually, before.
We only have two cups. One of them is semi-clean. We left it here, and it was there last week, and so it's probably still ours, and it probably perfectly hasn't been soiled by someone else. Somebody else probably didn't jerk off into it. And then we have another cup, and we have whiskey, and we have seltzer water. So basically, we're trying to do picklebacks, but the only option that we have essentially is to mix the seltzer with the whiskey in this glass, all drink out of this glass, and then drink directly out of the pickle jar.
A great whiskey glass of humanity. Yeah.
It's like communism. It's like how the entire country would be run if Bernie Sanders was president.
And pickles are a very Russian food, too, so I think it's Polish,
yeah. Well, it's also very
Soviet,
Polish, I
assume. Soviet, yeah. Sovietsky, or the Union.
What do they say? It's a pickle and a sickle.
Pickle and a sickle.
Or you to get hammered?
Cheers, yeah.
Hammered,
like, yeah. Pickle, sickle. Stalin was just all screaming about it. He's like, no, pickling.
Yeah. All
right.
Stalin was definitely the sexiest dictator.
That mustache.
And now we're drinking out of the cups of seltzer and bourbon. God awful, I said.
You gotta drink out of the jar now. Drink out of the jar.
Oh, that's right. Here.
I'm drinking out of pickle jar.
We should post this on the Apocalypse Twitter.
We will.
All right. Jesus.
This could be like now special drinking. Content. Oh,
say, oh Jesus, the pickles.
Oh, they're so sour. Oh man. All right,
keep passing
like so
the pickle
many
jar.
Little baby dogs.
This is how we got drunk. We were reporting on the scene.
A little nauseous, but we'll have to finish it off. Ready?
Oh, but the pickle juice, it cuts so well.
No, the pickle juice goes well. I just don't like that the pickles are actually in it, you know? Get ready? Cheers.
It's like meat with a bone in it.
Just finish it.
Nope.
Damn.
You can leave a little left in there. Oh, God.
Sarah Steele is drinking pickle juice out of the pickle jar.
Oh, Jesus.
Full pickles.
I feel right with the Lord now.
Yeah, what a good time. Don't you feel completely just...
cleansed.
Keenly alert.
Honestly,
and
I
sharp.
Don't understand all this shit going on in L.A. with, like, the juice cleanse, or, like,
yeah,
the mind
the pickle cleanse.
You
the
gotta
whiskey
do pickle.
And pickle cleanse.
And, like, every day do, like, a shot of pickle juice. That should keep you till lunch, you know? Do some
and
whiskey.
And go out and poyage the oath.
Another shot of pickle juice. You're good till dinner.
Today's message is... Poyage in the oath.
That's true. Poyage in the oath.
A little bit of cocaine gets you right through the day.
No.
No, that's not a good way to get through the day. Way to get through the day.
As long as you've got enough pickle juice.
It's scripture and
pickle juice. It really is the pickle juice.
Scripture and pickle
that's
juice.
Revelations here on the Apocalypse.
Well, we got a little Beethoven, a little biblical verse.
And some health. I mean, like, that's way better than
and
anything
Dr. Oz. Some
fucking
mixology and psychology, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Oz would go out there and tell you to get, like, fucking coffee that, like, the monkeys ate the beans and shat it out and it's going to make you live forever, like, you're going to be young. Like, no, obviously the only way that you can, the only anti-aging cream that works is the blood of the innocent. That's literally the only, like, Pete Thiel is onto something. You just got to harvest that young blood.
You don't always need the blood. You can do the baby cum that we talked about last week.
Oh, that's true. Please send us your baby cum.
Where did that come from?
We buy
from?
Wholesale also.
It's just all baby jizz.
If you have a surplus, just let us know.
I had an idea for a web series.
Like, isn't this sort of a web series?
Yeah, it's actually a really good idea for a web series.
Okay.
That could probably get sponsorship.
Oh, from NASCAR?
No, from like video game companies.
Ooh, okay.
It would be like a comedy that's set in the real world, but also partially set in a video game.
So sort of like Red versus Blue meets like the League?
It's like two guys that are like killing each other in a video game, but like really dickishly. And they also start finding ways to like fuck with
try
each other.
Try to kill each other in real life.
Kind of like that. Try to like get each other fired. Like,
okay.
And it just escalates. So there'd be like in-game footage.
They're like fucking each other's girlfriends and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that. You know? And it just escalates, but like they're totally cool with it just because like they want the, like they're less mad about like the fact that, and they both fuck each other's girlfriends. Like it,
at the same time.
No, not at the same time, but it has to end up escalating. Where,
no, like, at the same time, but not knowing. So, like, the one guy thinks that he's fucking the other guy over.
Because they have the same
plan. And they don't realize that they're executing it at exactly the same time.
And then they become, like, good friends and kill everyone.
Right, right. They all manage to, like, come at the same time and go into an astral projection where they realize that they're above all of this petty bullshit.
Oh, my God.
And then you have the body switch, like, the Freaky Friday. And then you're fucking your own girlfriend. And you're like,
it sells itself.
And you're fucking your own girlfriend.
You can imagine how funny it'd be, because it'd be so dramatic in like the real world, and then it'd be like just them like just unhappy in like New York for like it'd be so dramatic in like the video game world.
You know? That would be such an interesting conversation of like, how could you cheat on what? Wait, oh.
Well, have you seen King of Kong?
Yeah.
With Billy Martin, that guy's such a dick. He's so cool. I love him.
the really into it guy with the long hair and like the. Yeah.
And he's like driving around prowling.
Basically like Nancy Kerrigan, like waiting for the kneecaps on the other guy. Like just
Tonya Harding.
Sorry.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I was 4. I was like teeny tiny when that happened. I just knew it was about rage.
And I remember it because I loved Jurassic Park when I was a kid. And Tonya Harding like did her skating to the Jurassic Park theme. By John Williams, the Star Wars. Yeah, you get it.
If you're gonna do orchestral scat, you should cut the like actual orchestral
scat. And I'm just getting onto the real scat. The scatology of Mozart. Speaking of which, are we listening to? No, it's Beethoven. Beethoven wasn't into shit, but Mozart.
Oh no, he was way more moody. He was super moody.
But Beethoven was like, "Mein Scheißer."
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Mozart is like prep school and like Beethoven is sort of like hood. Because like his dad used to beat him and like...
Yeah, but you know. I mean, that's music, you know?
No, like, I think Mozart, he was just like a little... like his whole like life.
He was too smart.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, look at this little kid. So he just grew up the entire time.
What made
like,
Mozart cool is that he wanted to die. You know? Yeah, he was like...
Don't we all, though?
I don't know.
No, most...
We want to die, but then live on.
Most healthy folks don't.
We just want to get over that hump.
Like...
Speaking of the hump. Oh, God. I feel so depressed.
Like, more than usual?
Just in general. Like, what's the point, you know? What's the point of even doing the podcast? No one listens.
But no, we have too many listeners now.
We have some listeners, it's true.
No, we realized that we had broken the continuity of time and space, that we've actually created an extra. I mean, we're breaking the laws.
This is actually fucking disturbing.
It is very disturbing.
If you think about this, you realize that it's like a joke. What they do, it's a joke on our own lives, right? So it's like we don't really want you to listen to the podcast.
I mean, it is the most important.
I never talk about the podcast without drinking. No, that's not true. I talk about the podcast everywhere I go.
Well, I mean, we had like the impromptu ApocalyCast concert at that bar.
We might do that again.
Yeah. Except we'll just do it off of our iPhone.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
No. Why did we play the guitar?
Oh, no. We should have thought.
We could have been those hipsters in the bar. We could have taken over. God, those drunk people, they wouldn't know what hit them.
They're drunk?
I think so.
I think we're all drunk.
No, they were drunk. Mm. We ambushed a bar. And
what were we talking about?
About how they don't deserve us.
Our listeners?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, a pox on their houses. Fucking cowards. Like...
Oh, but Mozart wanted to die.
Yeah.
That's what made him cool.
Definitely.
Yeah. And...
And the hairdos.
He's like, ha-ha! Yeah, Mozart was great. He was just so drunk.
He had more wigs than Dolly Parton, actually.
Probably, yeah.
No, it's a docu. It's like in Germany or wherever you can like go and see his like wig collection.
He was like, einen Wig,
And his pubic wigs as well.
Really?
Yeah.
So he had syphilis?
Yeah. He had man merkins.
Actually, I think he might have had syphilis.
That was Nietzsche.
A lot of the time when they say that someone like died of like drunkenness or whatever, it was just because they died of syphilis.
Or rabies.
Yeah, that's sad. A lot of people died. That's a motherfucker. People were dying of syphilis left and right. It's also, we're going to have to talk about Robin Williams at some point on this show.
Because of syphilis?
No, because that wasn't a suicide. Are you kidding me?
What do you mean?
He was masturbating. He was doing the autoerotic asphyxiation. Come on. Of course. Are you kidding me? Please.
I thought he had like a brain tumor.
That doesn't mean you can't do autoerotic asphyxiation. He hanged himself from his door from the knees.
He was on his knees? Oh, I didn't know he was on his knees. Okay.
And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so he David Carradine'd.
Yeah, and I feel bad. That's a shitty way to die if you don't come.
I don't know, but like the anticipation is probably you're looking forward to it.
I'd rather.
Do you think the anticipation continues on after death?
Oh God, that's the worst. That'd be the worst. I wouldn't want that on Robin Williams of all people.
Eternal edging.
No.
But you know, if you ever get there, it's gonna be the best one ever, right?
But every time,
it's like a millennia later, you're just like,
that's so sad. I hope not.
No, it's like when the Milky Way comes in on itself.
The galaxy, the universe. I like when I see, whenever I see that mural in the East Village of Robin Williams, it's like, keep laughing. I'm like, let's just tell the truth about like what happened here, you know? Like, autoerotic asphyxiation is a very normal thing. And I love it.
Do you recommend it?
Yeah, I love it. And people should do it. That's all I got to say.
Especially on tranquilizers.
Yes. Listen, dear listeners, take tranquilizers. We were going to talk about something that the podcast achieved. We're going to talk about something that we were doing earlier.
We broke the time-space barrier.
We broke the time-space barrier. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, more time than space. It was mostly the time. Although, if you think about the distance, I mean, we're in many places at once, but that's unremarkable.
Oh my God, distance is involved also. God. This is sad. Like, this is more, this makes me want to cry. And like,
why do you want to cry?
Because it's not right.
It's
definitely not wrong, though.
Well, the definition of being famous is that people spend more time thinking about you than you do about yourself. Right, overall.
Which is really hard.
Right, so because you're
that's
outside
a,
that's yourself.
A challenge
that's
right
a challenge,
there.
Right?
Because we think about ourselves a lot here on the ApocalyCast. We live in Brooklyn and we have a podcast. So we're clearly
there's
narcissists.
24 hours in the day. So let's give it 26 to count for our narcissism. So
right,
26
right, right.
hours per day we think about ourselves. And I'd say even 30 hours per day I think about
the ApocalyCast. Yeah, that would be about
right.
My...
Even though it's only 24 hours, I think about the ApocalyCast so much. Right. And my brain can do two things at once because I have ADD, which people thought that I was retarded
when I was a
kid. And
he just doubles it down on the ApocalyCast.
But it turns out that I wasn't.
That's how we bring you such high quality programming each and every week.
Yeah, so I was looking at the back end of the website, and over the past...
The back end. Did you get
the
consent?
Juicy back end. I did, yeah.
Enthusiastic, actually.
He had to get
the website away from it for a while. He was like, I need some space, but...
Okay.
So
we were on the back end of the website, and so we've had like over 50 listeners a day on average over the past month.
I thought it was 70 individual...
70 in one day, which was the day that I looked at that, that day.
Okay.
On average, around 50 per day. But what does that mean?
Well, so not every single one of them is probably listening to each episode like all the way through, but still,
yes. No.
But still, like most of them, like enough of them are doing it. Each episode is an hour. That's probably like 40 hours of listening that's happening every day, which is.
Even taking our egos into account,
you know, that's one third more than the 30 hours that we spend thinking about ourselves. So there's more time from the outside world of people like being lifted up and empowered by the word of Jesus through the
being empowered by the ApocalyCast.
Yeah,
than we spend living our lives
and fighting the Nazis.
Yeah. So including the sleep hours. So for every hour that you're awake and thinking, right, and doing anything, there's 2 hours that some loyal fanatic out in Japan or Canada is listening to the ApocalyCast and gaining knowledge and gaining truth and just gaining strength. You know? Like, think about that. for every hour that you, Andrew,
yeah,
spend just being Andrew, living your life. Sometimes, okay,
it overwhelms me.
Yeah, the podcast must overwhelm you already to begin with.
I mean, to be in the epicenter of truth and beauty and justice. Feel an awe.
I know
every
you should.
Moment
you should.
That I sit here.
It's like a shiny. I'd say gift thank you for your compliment, but it goes without saying. Heaven cast down upon the earth for us mere mortals, it's and like you get to share in a crisp moment like a fruit from the Garden of Eden.
It's like taking a pickle bag for the first time, multiplied by the first time that you learn how to love yourself.
Yeah, and they're like, the pickles. So for every hour that we spend obsessing about the Apocalypse and about our own lives and breathing, for every heartbeat that you have, there are two heartbeats that day that are spent by people just listening to your podcast. And I'm not just talking about just two people listening to your podcast. I'm saying hours spent.
My heart swells.
In terms of life force that's devoted to every single day, you devote 1 hour of your time, and people throughout the universe devote two per hour that you devote. So your day is 24 hours, but if you include
your
the support,
ghost self,
your
yeah,
ghost
your,
self
your
and the people
self.
That are giving their time to the Apocalypse,
your image,
it's like 50 to 70 fucking hours a day.
We are stretching time.
Oh, God, time.
Space.
A distance. Jesus. Fuck.
Length.
No length. No thickness.
And we also have this chick stretching back over, like, you know, 100 episodes at this point, too. So.
No, we're not over 100 episodes.
Oh, really?
Include the Influence show, we're over 100 episodes, but not of the podcast. We're around 80. I'm not sure.
How many on iTunes?
That was very good.
Maybe 60. So I actually just got an idea for a new bit. A new bit,
Let's
but just like, it's a one-time bit, but just like first wank.
Oh, I have a great first wank story.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You have a good first wank story?
I don't think it was very eventful. It was just mostly...
How was it
not eventful?
It was just
I don't want to talk about this.
I learned it from the Stephen King book, The Eye of the Dragon. Where it's kind of like Stephen King, sci-fi horror sort of like fantasy writer. You know Stephen King, you know, Carrie, It, the whole shebang. But he wrote a kind of like traditional like magic fantasy book about like sort of a king and a kingdom, and people are trying to poison him, and there's like a young girl who's supposed to be married off as a princess, and she has to go see like a evil witch in the woods to make sure that she's like, you know, ship shape for marriage. So like basically this 14-year-old girl has to walk out into the swamps and the darkness and like avoid the wolves and the bears to meet this old hag who, you know, sticks her shriveled up finger up into her pussy to make sure that she's got a hymen and she's intact and fit and pure and chaste and undamaged.
That's what made you
horny? No, well, but then in the bit they have a thing where she like the witch trying to like, I don't know, just corrupt this young lady, like, you know, starts wandering around and like stroking her clit. And then that's like, I had heard about clitorises, but this was actually the first exposure that I had to like detailed information about how you would find it. Stephen King like actually wrote a book that gave you like enough information to figure out like where the clitoris is. And then I was just like, oh, that's what the deal is. Well, I mean, I got it for science, you know, I gotta figure it out for science. And yeah, that's basically how I got there.
Gary Paulson inspired me.
I don't know who that is.
Hatchet? You remember Hatchet?
No, what's that?
The thing where the kid goes out into the woods and he's lost in the wilderness,
yeah,
and he has to survive.
Yeah.
I love that kind of...
Yeah, there was a wolf and he was mystified.
The wolf taught him how to jerk off?
Interesting.
I mean, maybe I'm misremembering the book, but I'm pretty sure that he was fantasizing. The wolf looked like a female in the distance, and he was lonely. And he just needed to find some peace and some, he needed company.
Wait, so did he use the wolf as like an object of his fantasy, or
no,
did he like sexually assault the wolf?
It was the fantasy.
Okay,
not,
okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if this is in the book. I'm just pretty sure that.
So it was just the sexual rage.
And he jerked it.
Yeah.
And that was when it clicked for you. That was like, wait, Wolves, penises, loneliness, yeah. Survival.
It makes sense.
It's like the circle of life, you know? That's how man goes on from generation to generation.
Does man go on? So I know the date of my first masturbator.
Like month and
day.
It's not hard.
Hour, actually. Yeah. No, because I'm a big Seinfeld fan. Well, until he spent his New Year's with the Israeli Air Force most recently, which is very, very disappointing.
Jerry?
Yeah, very disappointing.
Gerald Reginald Seinfeld?
Yep, he brought his family to go to a fucking Israeli Air Force base.
Oh.
Be like, yay, we kill children. Rah.
I don't think he has much, like...
Between the ears.
But I just don't think that...
Yeah, Larry David's what made that show good.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like, without any question.
But I don't think he has an opinion.
He does.
Does he?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah, he has an opinion.
Is he vocal?
Yeah. Huh.
My friend served him at a restaurant one time, and apparently he was a bit of a jerk.
He seems like he'd be a fucking dickhead.
He was rude.
He's not as funny as Larry David.
I think Hesher ran up to him one day and tried to give him a hug, and he was like, no. Please no.
He's like, get away from me.
He's not a hugger?
No. Apparently not.
Apparently not, yeah. Shocked. But I can use his TV show to date the first day that I fucking wanked it.
Wow, that's great.
Because I liked Seinfeld at the time, and it was the night that the backwards episode of Seinfeld aired. You know what I'm talking about? The one that's in reverse chronology.
It sounds like the Wonder Show's in.
Interestingly enough, it's called The Betrayal.
Wow, on theme.
Fucking theme.
This is shame.
Yeah, well, why is it a shame? It's good. It's fortunate that it's called that. It's a shame that someone was betrayed.
Oh, I just feel like God must have looked down on us on each of our days, just saddened by our...
But preparing us for this great moment to discover something.
Wait, no, I don't think God is anti-sex. I don't think God is anti-orgasm.
Yes, God wants you to be unhappy. He created you to suffer. And that's... Why else would he...
God is love, but not that kind of love.
Oh, man.
That wretched, nasty love that we give
slimy. Up. That slimy love.
When you look up at the ceiling, you're like, oh, reality. No. What did I do? What am I doing? All right.
Oh.
Shower. All right.
Oh, what hath I done? Oh.
Oh, I got it on the floor. Oh, it's on the cat. Oh, shit.
Oh, don't hit the cat.
So it was after... ugh, God. No, so I watched that episode of Seinfeld, and then I fucking wanked it. And I was like, oh, God, no, what have I done?
Elaine!
I was like, Jesus, no. No.
I'm surprised it wasn't the masturbation episode of Seinfeld.
No, it wasn't, because I wouldn't have understood it at the time. Actually, I probably would have. I had to have wanked before then, though.
I feel like the pubescent age, like, whether you've wanked or not, you know there's this thing called sex, so, like... All of the kids are always at least pretending that they know about sex. Like, they know it's a thing.
They're very confident about it.
Oh, yeah, I never... I was like, what's the dong?
I've held hands. Don't. What? Are you kidding?
Oh, man. Yeah, no, she'll put out hands. Well, she'll give you hand all day.
I had an experience.
Susie in the sixth grade. Under the bleachers.
Have God. I told you the terrible story of
interlaced,
when I was a child?
Interlaced, no less. Interlaced, crotch to crotch.
When I was a little tiny boy, my neighbor's daughter grabbed me. She was like 4 or 5 years older than me and pulled me into the closet. And she like grabbed
Why do I feel like this is going somewhere horrible?
Oh, it's going somewhere very, very horrible. Should I not tell the story?
No, I mean, this is a safe space.
Well, not really. It's a podcast. All right, well.
But our listeners are devoted to our care.
Let's just move on.
All right. Well, maybe that's the first time Pat's dick ever got cut off.
It grows back every 7 years.
He's like a parched salamander. Episode. I think it's every 2 weeks, right?
Oh, every week.
I thought it was 2 weeks.
We do a show every week. I cut my dick off every week. It grows back every week.
I didn't know that. Do you have to like put some salve on that?
Yeah, a little salve.
Okay.
Aloe vera.
Yeah.
Natural. Oh, wow.
Just be like another week, another dick.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, but I mean, you can read like any basic like intro biology book. They explain.
Is it super sensitive when it first comes back?
You know more about it than I do.
Yes, it's very,
I just know
it's
the
very
science,
raw.
But
it's raw and
postulating.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Not great.
Is it like a caterpillar? Does it like form this gooish
material. Size of a caterpillar.
Initially or at the end?
Always.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's teensy. But
does it get wings?
No, it's just I just have to cut off my raw dick and balls every week, and it's just horrible.
Oh, I didn't
and
know the balls were wow. with it, too.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that produced clean slice. A new dick.
Nope. Just
I thought you had any balls.
Well, that's another. Well, sometimes. So sometimes I have four balls, but then I have to. It's a whole thing, right?
Sometimes there's mutations.
It's not the hero that we deserve, but he's the hero we need.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. That was my favorite part. I get really emotional when I watch Batman. Because he's my favorite superhero. Because he doesn't really have any superpowers. He just hates the scum so much. You know, he just wants to, like, fucking poige the oath.
It is a very hate-driven,
but
not, yeah.
But, like, good. But he's
righteous,
also, like...
Righteous
he
hate,
has,
yeah.
He has a moral code.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he doesn't kill people. Like, he doesn't torture people. Yeah. Like, all that shit, you know? But it's because he's a dick. Not
death
in spite of him
easy.
Being a dick.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, it would be too...
Because his cleverness and, like, self-hatred have to manifest themselves through, like, mercy. It's mm-hmm. interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Batman. You know, like, he's more hateful, in a sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He wants you to think about what you did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also to give society the whole, like,
yeah,
justice.
Yeah, he wants to trick, fuck with society.
He
point.
Wants street justice and court justice.
Batman doesn't really do street justice, though.
Well, he'll beat the shit out of you.
If you're armed.
Yeah, but they're all armed. He doesn't fight anyone who's not armed.
Well, that's a plot device. The Joker always has, like, a bus full of bombs. You're like, how did you manage that? Which
or Scarecrow has, like, fucking, like, mind-altering, like, I mean, each thing is a weaponized something, you know?
It's true.
The way that they're armed is the most interesting thing about them. Like, I really like Poison Ivy and, like, her crazy, like, plant.
I always felt that Poison Ivy was a little bit of a departure from Batman lore, from what it should be. Because she's like all. Because the thing about Batman is it's all gadgets. You know, he's not. Doesn't have any superpowers, and she's like mutated, and she.
What
can
about
like,
the Freeze or Penguin?
Penguin doesn't have superpowers.
Yeah, but he had like a supernatural type of like accidental like deformity.
No,
type
he's just
thing
deformed.
That...
He's just a dick, and he's deformed.
I feel like he becomes.
And the Joker
more...
has no superpowers. He's just a dick.
He's just a... No, but the Freeze has like.
Mr. Freeze does, but isn't that more of like recent Batman?
I think it was in the Tim Burton era, right?
No, that wasn't Tim Burton. That was the Val Kilmer one. The really bad one, yeah.
This is... I'm out of my element, I must say.
But the point is, Batman believes, like the Apocalypse, that the best thing you should do... It's actually the Scooby-Doo philosophy on life, even though Batman is a different character than Scooby-Doo. But the outcome of the plot is the same.
Not always.
They do
have crosses. The archetype is the same.
Yeah, they do. Is that he always... He's conflicted about whether he should do anything. Always. That's like what Batman is about. Because the comics don't actually show a lot of action. That's the
it's
thing.
Like that other Shakespeare with Hamlet.
He's like, oh, why?
They
He's
killed like, my parents. Oh, should I do anything about it? Yeah.
So comic books are like, it's hard to convey action through them. So it has to be all about inner turmoil, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though they're action packed, they actually not that much happens.
Right, right. It has to come through in the narrative. You have to
right,
have
exactly.
a narrative to
and,
tie
and you have to have a backstory.
The opera of mm-hmm. the sort of cheap violence, too.
It's like the Joker is just a guy that's a dick. Basically.
He just wants to see the world burn.
It's true.
Because it deserves it. I mean, yeah, but I don't think it's even necessarily about deserving. He doesn't really care about justice,
but that's
he just cares about chaos.
Right. But Batman cares about justice
and order.
And order, yeah. That's true.
Except for of himself.
Kind of, but he doesn't believe in order that much.
Well, he wants his own order.
He wants there to be order, but in order to achieve that, it must be brought about through destruction.
But he's also like an anarchist in like a weird way.
No, I'm sorry, but the plot of The Dark Knight was very much like, oh, well, you know, the surveillance state is kind of fucked up, but like it's necessary.
But I thought it was interesting. No, but I thought it was interesting. It played on interesting themes.
But it was also the release date of it was at that like, oh, I guess we kind of care about the Patriot Act, but you know, I'm sure it's for our own good in some deep way we don't understand.
I think it was the opposite. You don't think so?
It came out at a time where like people were kind of on the fence, and then it normalized this idea of like surveillance behind your back being like ultimately okay, and like the way that like the good guy wins in the end. even though it's not like right, it's what like society needs.
Hmm.
You never picked up on that. That's
I did pick up on it. I did pick up on it, but I always thought that it was kind of.
I'm
like
not the first person to talk about this.
Of course,
on the radio.
Not at all. No. That was the first thing that stuck out about the Dark Knight. But I thought that it was more of like a play on it, because it's like he develops something and he like figures out how to use it, but then like he figures out that it's insanely dangerous.
Right, with great power, but there's no point at which they like ever are called to reckoning.
And he destroys it, doesn't he?
But. It's not. It's not the same.
Okay,
it's not,
but it's but that's more of an exploration of the concept than it is a springing endorsement of it to me.
It's an exploration of the concept that ultimately justifies it. It's like, okay, this one time, but we were really careful with it.
To be fair, I give a shit way less about surveillance than other civil rights stuff. No, I'm serious, really, because people sacrifice their privacy every day, constantly.
Right,
so, like,
right.
If you're a guy that's in the woods and off Twitter and everything, and you really, really don't want surveillance on you, then you have a case to make. But if you have any apps, and you're like, fuck the surveillance state, like, you know, hunting for terrorists, sort of, I'm like, well, like,
dude, I loved when all of these kids would like look down their nose at you, like, oh, you're playing Pokemon Go, like, wow, you might as well just like immediately send your location right to the CIA, and it's like, you don't think the phone is already?
Yeah, it's already.
Like, that's the main part of it.
Also, what are they gonna do with it?
Yeah,
there are people, and they go places.
I mean, at least they can't use it in like a court case against.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying people are really stupid for being surprised. You know. Also, it's the NSA. It's not the CIA. But
actually, I think Symantec was funded by groups that were associated with the. I think it's Symantec is the company that made Pokemon Go. But I think their financing
that's
did
meaningless.
Yeah, right. It's
so
like,
meaningless. Oh my god.
Yeah.
They're probably also working for our enemies.
Well, VC is kind of shitty like that. Like VC is like a shadow economy of just like rich
ISIS
kids.
Has fucking Twitter. You know, that's like the McDonald's of.
But Milo doesn't.
Hello, Pat.
Hey, Andrew, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm not that great, actually.
No?
No.
What's wrong?
It's like, who are we? What is life? You know, what's the point? Am I even doing a podcast?
Because the podcast must go on.
It's true.
As we all do. We must go on to live on and continue on.
No, I don't know. Dear listeners, who are you, first off? Why are you listening to this show? Are you just in Japan and you're that big a fan of Democracy Now that you have to listen to the Apocalypse? You have to listen to whatever comes on after Amy Goodman. I get it. The sound of her voice is soothing, but it still doesn't make sense as to why people would be listening to it on iTunes, which they are. So who the fuck is listening to the Apocalypse?
The Apocalypse.
You can email us, man. We have a fucking Twitter. Tweet at us. If you listen to us, please tell us.
Talk to us.
We don't know anyone that listens to our show.
Really?
I mean, sort of, but like, not. Okay, we know our friends that listen to the show, and we know a couple people that like we've introduced to it, but we don't know anyone that's producing those numbers that we see on the back end.
Huh.
You know, we don't know any of like our listeners in Japan. We don't know who they are. We know they exist because they constantly download it.
Do we tell them our handle, our Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's the Apocalypse.
It's just the Apocalypse.
Or it's either the Apocalypse or Apocalypse. I don't know.
Have we spelled it for them? Do they know?
They can figure it out. If they're crafty and they're big enough fans, they can figure it out. I shouldn't have to know exactly how to spell our Twitter handle for our Japanese fans to fucking figure it out.
But they might engage.
Their keyboards are also different over there, probably.
Yeah, do they have English characters?
Well, that's interesting that you should bring that up, because they actually have two separate writing styles. Kana and Kanji.
Okay.
I think. And one of them is one symbol per word, and one of them is phonetic. Huh. Isn't that some shit?
That is curious.
Yeah. It actually makes a lot of sense. Because first, I think they... Well, whatever. We've drifted. But we were going to get into some Jesus shit. We also have some listener mail.
We have mail.
Yeah.
Oh, the pus. Oh, the blood.
Oh, Jesus. Titty fucking Christ.
That is my favorite kind of Christ.
You have a lot of favorite Christs also.
I have as many Christs as I can fit into my life.
On your phone.
On my phone. Which can hold a lot of Jesus.
Most of the sexy Jesus pictures that we have on the Apocal Twitter. It came from our dear guest.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We need to update the Apocal Twitter with more of our Apocal events.
All right.
Apocal details.
We have a listener that Apocal called
beats.
In.
All right, you're on the line.
Hello. You guys, this fucking snow, blizzard, I don't know what to do. My blood is curdled. It's actively curdled. I have it in ice cube trays.
Ooh.
Because it's the only way I can preserve it in these conditions. Any suggestions? I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. But this is really bad. I may need to take those ice cubes, pop them into a pot, bring them to a boil, and refreeze them. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, you actually, Deirdre, is that Deirdre on the line we got here?
I don't hear her name out.
I don't think she said it. I don't think she said it.
You guys.
Yeah, no, it's not Deirdre. I know. Deirdre, yeah. Deirdre. So the thing is, you want to make sure that you don't unfreeze and freeze the blood too many times, because this is actually an issue that comes up with exploration into
it
human
does
cryogenics.
Come up with exploration cryogenics.
Because the water crystals, when they form, they'll actually rupture the cellular structure, like the matrix of cells, and so you'll wind up destroying all of the biological processes if you keep on freezing. So if you must thaw it out, do it very slowly. But honestly, I would recommend just putting it into a nice drink. We recommend the pickleback here on the Apocalypse. And enjoying yourself a nice cocktail, and then that way you can re-ingest the blood naturally.
You can use a little Worcestershire sauce.
A little Worcestershire sauce. It is like nice blood. Yeah, it's an anticoagulant, so it should help you with that curdling a little bit too. Yeah. And make sure that you remember to praise
God
Jesus.
Damn, the fucking ghosts of the podcast are smart.
They teach you that in Sunday school.
Why are we not on at 2 p.m. on CBS? I mean, this.
I don't want that.
We're like
I'll have radio free breakfast.
I'm not saying we should do it. We should just have the offer.
Tom Tiny is a very, very troubled man. You know? Very dark and tragic.
I mean, he gets fucked over. He gets fucked over. He fights every day on the
streets
for Radio Free Brooklyn, trying to bring community radio to the people.
But
it's yeah,
he's a good man.
Yeah.
You know, and ultimately he's in the service of the Lord. So I would rather be working for a brutal tyrant like Tom Tenney than a brutal tyrant like whatever sick fuck is in charge of CBS.
That's true. That's a very valid point. Although
your fucking mainstream media.
I feel like the only person in media who even has like close to the seas of our living God King, Tom Tenney, mm-hmm. It's like almost Oprah hopes she could get there one day.
Oh, Oprah's nothing compared to Tom.
But you know, you see the potential. You see the potential
she could.
Where she
Oprah's
could.
Good. I would vote if
she really doubled down, she could get to like a Tom Tenney.
Yeah. If I had to vote for Hillary Clinton. I don't really like Hillary Clinton. I don't think Oprah is a perfect presidential candidate, but she's got my vote. You know, if she's the candidate, I'll vote for Oprah, you know?
Oh, I was more thinking if Oprah wanted to start like a community radio station in Brooklyn or something.
Oh,
like
or
she
a cult.
Might be able to, yeah, or a cult.
Yeah, you know, and then.
I would hang out with a cult. I mean, I don't know if I
Oprah
completely
cult.
Join. Yeah, an Oprah cult.
I mean, my mom was in the Oprah cult when she immigrated to the U.S. She was like,
is that
I need a religion.
Is that what Precious Moments were? You remember those?
Oh, the little figurines.
Was that part of that?
I think it, you know, it's consistent. I'd say I'll sort go. I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
We'll allow it.
Yeah.
Yay. Let's
it's like the secret. I know the secret was part of that whole shebang.
Let the record show that it has been allowed.
The law of attraction. It seems like that's probably in the precious moments.
Nobody fucking showed up at all.
What are you talking about? Everybody showed up. We got Jesus. I mean,
he's always with us.
You got to save room for Jesus. The empty chair on my left is where we leave Elijah's cup.
Oh, the power.
Power to the Lord.
Power to Jesus.
Plug him in.
Well, guys,
oh God, the pain.
Set him free.
I think we should talk about Jesus in the Bible. Like, what do you remember from the Bible as a child? Sticks out to you.
I know the names of the Bible.
So I was just thinking about how the bit about how they tell you that it was shitty that the guy spilled his seed. Because it was like wasting the life of the it totally is telling people back in biblical era time before they had like proper understanding of like biology and contraception and everything, there's this little hint put into this book of like, don't spill your seed because that's how you don't get pregnant. By the way, if you were like having sex and didn't want to get pregnant because you wanted to like be not right in the eyes of the Lord that doesn't want you to have sex, this is how you would do it.
So it's like a little backdoor birth control advice.
It's a little backdoor. Yeah. Like read between the lines.
Just wrap that shit up.
But I don't know if they didn't have as many sheep. It was like sheep intestines. You would literally have to go kill a sheep.
Listen, children. All right. If there's two things you need to know. One, picklebacks. All right. When you get fucked up and you're driving around, just drink pickle juice.
Right.
And whiskey, and you're great. Right. 100%. You'll have
you're
no problem.
You're late to the airport. Yeah. You got to drive the plane. You got to fly the plane. And
just fly the plane. Pickle back.
You're like super. You're super hammered from the night before.
As long as it's equal percentage.
Equal amounts pickle juice, and yeah, you don't want it to be too watery or too salty. You got to get the right osmotic pressure.
And the other one is pulling out. Come on, like what does it take? You know, like the whole thing, like with pre-cum can get you pregnant, but not really. Like, come on, like just learn to pull out for fuck's sake. Like, what is wrong with you idiots? You know, just the withdrawal technique, 100% effective. Nobody's ever gotten pregnant because they weren't using protection. And that's all you have to worry about. And that's great. And pickle juice.
Mm-hmm. If you pour pickle juice on it.
Oh, and autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh, yeah. And autoerotic asphyxiation is strangle yourself. Get a cord and wrap it around your neck and then use it to asphyxiate yourself as you bring yourself closer to climax.
No, you need like a wide width. Something like a tie.
You need a buddy is what you need.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just
you need someone to watch over you.
Well, and your cat is not good enough because if your cat doesn't give a fuck.
You're already living with grandma. If it wasn't, have her sit in the rocking chair in the corner and just wait for you to be done.
Yeah. No, that's not right. I don't want that. But Robin Williams, if he'd had an autoerotic asphyxiation bro, he'd be fine.
They should make an app. They should totally make an app where, like, when you come out of it, if it doesn't
look down on it so much, Robin Williams might still be alive today.
That's why we need Apple Watches, because they're
his friend would be like, he's been masturbating with a fucking cord around his neck.
Because the accelerometer that measures your step count should also be able to detect, like, whether you're able to get the like jerk off going still too, right? So, like,
we're
gonna
save lives here, people. You heard it first,
Siri's like, am I dying, Siri? Yes.
No, you need a person there to check if you're out. Oh, it looks like he's not moving.
But you could seriously rig up like an Internet of Things that would create like a kill switch to make you not die if you stopped jerking off. Like we have the technology now where you could legit do that if you just jerked off with your Apple Watch hand. Huh. Great idea, guys. We should totally make that's a much better app than Fuckpad.
Fuckpad is a great app.
But apparently it already exists for like mobile office space.
Yeah, but I think that they've...
Is that like just a place to fuck on?
It's a car on wheels where you bone.
Oh, it's a car now?
No, it's not a car. It's like a little trailer.
I thought it was an Airbnb. Like
it's
a room
like
share.
A U-Haul truck that like there's some dude driving and you just...
Well, no, there's the mobile room place.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. And then there could be like celebrities in the front doing like commentary.
No, but it's you let people fuck at your house for a certain amount of money. And you're like, just go fuck...
It's already a three-bedroom, just...
Yeah, that would make a lot of money.
Oh, three ways in my three-bedroom. You could charge a premium for three ways.
Yeah.
Couples only.
It's too much work, three ways.
Would that mean that you would have to charge less for people to just go in and masturbate?
No, do that elsewhere.
Do that in public, honestly. It's New York.
Yeah, it's New York. Come on.
Just go between the train cars.
A little bit.
Go to the wank booths downtown.
Wow. Actually, that's probably really exciting. Tricking off in between the train cars.
The music is appropriate for that. can't you picture it right
that
now? Just the
glorious,
wind blowing through your fucking hair.
Like every turn, you're worried you're going to like lean out too far and like accidentally grind your dick off.
You just have to get between Bedford and First. Just like,
That's a dark. That's bad air, though.
It is bad air, and your ears pop, and
you know, as long as we're doing overshare, I was saying recently that I got very good at the art of maintaining an erection while having to take care of a very small dog and pick it up. You know,
that's hard.
Yeah,
I mean, the goal is to be hard, but not for the
because my fucking dog always needs help to get up onto the bed. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it's like...
So you're trying to get your dog onto the bed while your dick is hard.
Yeah. But it's easy. It's zen. Just be like, all right, dog.
We're just leaving that. Okay. Yep.
No, just so it can go stay in the corner.
What do you call that when you leave it on the field? Like, as it lays?
We don't necessarily need a buddy. We need a service dog for people that desire... to autoerotic asphyxiate.
That's true. We can create squads all around the country.
Lassie! What's wrong, Lassie? It's Timmy! It's Timmy! Is he stuck in a well?
No, he's just hanging from the door.
Well, it depends how you look at it.
Is he kidnapped by the mafia?
Well, not exactly.
Is he being fucked to death by giant squid?
Almost.
Is he in Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds?
Nope.
Is he being held for treason against the president?
Almost.
Has he been kidnapped by ISIS?
Nope.
Is he being hung for treason?
Nope, but there is a rope.
Is he? I don't know. I'm out. I need more help. Is he getting a tie fitted? Is he drawing his sword? Is he hammering in a doorknob? Is he hammering in a doorknob?
He's not hammering a doorknob. He's not doing that either. Nope. No, this is a really bad episode of last year, Scooby Doo, or whatever the fuck it's supposed to be.
Is he adjusting his collar?
No, he's not doing that either.
It's like if Daphne had a TBI.
Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss.
He got super stoned. It's just like, I just don't know, Scooby. Yeah.
Okay, give me some more scenarios.
Is he playing paddleboard?
Nope, he's not playing paddleboard.
Is he on the Columbia rowing team?
Nope.
Is he trying to solve for the Higgs boson?
Maybe, but that's not why he's in trouble.
Was he fired for treason?
No.
Was he fired for sexual harassment?
Nope.
Was he fired for racist comments?
No, can you just say it?
We really don't know. I'm...
Was he masturbating while choking himself?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Are you people fucking idiots?
Oh, my God. Now that you mentioned that, we were totally talking about that the whole time. We were.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what it is.
How fucking dim-witted are you people?
You know, well, okay, Patrick, we can't all be blessed with the grace of God. I mean, you practically got, like, Jesus in your brain, like, helping you think. He knows everything.
Soaked in Jesus, you know? Like,
just drenched in it.
And you can't get pregnant on Jesus.
So moist.
No, because he learned how to pull out.
And autoerotic asphyxiation.
And also, he learned autoerotic asphyxiation. And the crucifixion is the ultimate autoerotic asphyxiation.
And his mom was a virgin. I mean, how do you get in there in the first
place? No hands? That's impressive.
No hands.
That's very impressive. I recently heard about a speed boner competition. It's like part of like a sex Olympics.
That's probably unwise.
So you just get like 50 dudes lined up in a row, and whoever gets an erection first, and there's a crowd, so they're like cheering and heckling.
No, this isn't real.
This is a real thing.
Where is this?
You know where this is. What stupid place do I go where people do stupid things?
Oh, is this at Burning Man?
Yeah.
They really do that?
Yeah, they really do.
It's a wank thing at Burning Man? Ew.
There's a speed boner competition.
That's so gross.
That's
it's a bunch
so
of filthy
funny.
People fucking slapping their dicks.
That's so good, though.
I hate
what Burning Man represents in theory.
Apparently, so, like, most when of I hate, the people don't manage to even.
I bet.
Yeah, I don't want an erection when I'm fucking beating it in front of a bunch of muddy hippies.
But that's just
out
like
in the fucking desert.
This like
no thank you
glob of like noodle.
just slapping
dusty,
my fucking muddy pubes and my dusty foreskin. Ugh.
You're like.
Dusty Foreskin, that'd be a cool country music star.
And you're just like
you guys have been listening to the podcast. Something else on Radio Free Brooklyn comes on after our show.